This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A group of hackers has claimed responsibility for yesterday's cyber attack that took down the state's Colorado.gov homepage. A Russian-speaking group known as Killnet posted on the encrypted messaging app Telegram that it's behind the widespread attack that also hit other state websites across the country. It's unknown when the homepage will be restored, but a temporary one is up and state services are still functioning. Officials say communities should be prepared for the possibility of even worse cyber attacks that could target things like water and transit systems. Colorado's COVID-19 hospitalizations are up slightly this week as the weather continues to get cooler. Here's CPR's health reporter John Daly.
The last 2 years of the pandemic saw big coronavirus waves build in the fall and peak with high numbers in the winter. COVID-19 hospitalizations this week are still relatively low at 185 patients with confirmed cases. But that's an increase for the second straight week after 2 months of decline. Vaccines targeting the super transmissible Omicron variant are now widely available, but so far the number of Coloradans getting those shots is modest. Doctors warn a bad season could be on the horizon, including a lot of flu, and they're urging residents get shots for both viruses. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And the Denver Broncos are back home tonight for a game against the Indianapolis Colts. Kickoff is set for 6:15 at Empower Field at Mile High. That means commuters should expect more traffic on I-25 in parts of the metro area during tonight's rush hour. This is CPR News.